You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Anyway.
So all day long, it's a fight, John. All day long, it's a fight. I want the air conditioning on. Juan wants it off. Oh, we both have it on our phones.
We're a big on family at our house.
Yeah, no, Juan is a big off fan. And I'm like, I'm sweating
Juan,
out
you know
here.
Who Juan would get along with?
Who?
Michael Thompson. Michael likes to keep the room hot.
So we've got it both on our phones. So I move it to 72. He moves it to 76. I move it to 72. He moves it to 76. I'm like, come on, man.
Throughout the show?
Throughout the entire show.
When we do the show, it's locked on 70 and... I have a fan.
And you have a fan.
Yeah.
72, 76. Hey, guys, just put it at 74. Call it even.
Call Jeez. It even?
74, that's way too high.
74 is warm for me, man. When I get cranked up on this show, it's warm for me. So, John, yes, I'm going to say it. Tonight is must win for the Dodgers. They play at 4 o'clock
Idiotic.
Against the Philadelphia Phillies. John, wait a minute. I'm going to chalk up a win for San Francisco right now. Can we afford to be 5 games back?
I told you, you have to get your head around the fact that
no.
the Giants aren't going anywhere.
I will
the
not
Dodgers
do it. I don't
gonna,
think they're, I,
they're,
I don't
they're
think
gonna
they're going
to be in the wild card game. And by the way, if the season ended today, they'd play the Padres.
I know, that's a terrible matchup.
And it would be at Dodger Stadium.
27 outs away from elimination, John. A wild card play-in game is not what we want. It's not what we bargained for. There are too many variables.
Well,
let's
tell
say
him to quit losing to the Giants.
Max Scherzer or Walker Buehler just has a bad day that day. Let's say offensively we scuffle on that particular day. Let's say we're facing Blake Snell or we're facing one of their – they've got a very good starting pitching
Bring it
staff
on.
Down there.
Let's go.
Yeah, one game playoffs, not what I'm into. Not as a Dodger fan, that would make me so freaked out if we had a one game play in.
Well, you better get ready.
With this talent. All right.
Giants have been in first place since April.
Yeah, and it's going to change because tonight is must win, John.
You've been saying that for 3 months.
Tonight is must win.
Good to know.
All right. Here. Okay, Barstool Sports. Now, I don't know
this
a lot
This is interesting.
About, I don't know a lot about Barstool Sports. I occasionally listen to the Pardon My Take podcast.
Really good.
Which I find very entertaining. But Barstool Sports is reportedly in talks with Major League Baseball on a deal to live stream 2 weekday games during the course of this upcoming season. And it's interesting because Barstool skews very young. Baseball wants to get younger. John, what do you think of this idea?
I think it's good. Now, the problem is that Barstool, I'll read from an article in Variety, that they say critics have targeted Barstool over past sexist and racist content. For example, ESPN in 2017 canceled Barstool Van Talk
Yep.
after just one episode. That came after ESPN correspondent Sam Ponder called out sexist attacks against her by Dave Portnoy, who is the president of Barstool, and other Barstool staffers. In 2020, Portnoy posted a defiant video hitting back at cancel cops who resurfaced clips of him using racist language, including the N-word, in past videos. He complained that adversaries were taking the video from the comedy site out of context. So, Barstool isn't for everybody. Dave Portnoy isn't for everybody. But baseball desperately needs to get younger. And just because you're watching a game on Barstool doesn't mean you have to listen to all the rest of their content. And I think Dave Portnoy and Erica Nardini and everybody who runs Barstool is smart enough to realize that they're not going to put any sexist or racist content during the baseball games on. Mace, do you remember when Fox got the NFL and everybody
sure.
got all freaked out?
They yeah, said, I mean, they were running Married with Children and stuff like
they
that.
They said,
like
Bart Simpson's going to be on the NFL games. None of that happened. Fox brought all this innovation, and they brought the Fox box, which now every network has stolen, where you can constantly see what the score is. Fox has been one of the most progressive, successful sports companies out. They hired Joe Buck. Everybody said, why are you hiring this 25-year-old who doesn't know what he's doing? Joe Buck's going into the Hall of Fame. All right? I never understand when people say, you can't let Barstool, and I've been reading some of the comments online, you can't let Barstool broadcast MLB. MLB desperately needs to get younger and hipper. Barstool, in a lot of ways, is young and hip. And if you don't like Barstool, you never have to go there outside of watching the games. And I think inside the games, Barstool is too smart to put any stupid content in there that's going to get them in trouble.
This would be a disastrous mistake for Major League Baseball. Here's something interesting, John. The ratings are up this year in Major League Baseball amongst Latinos, blacks, and women. Hispanic and black fans, the ratings for baseball are up. Now, what are you going to do? Alienate those particular fans? And the incidents, by the way, as part of Barstool and the people that run it are absolutely horrible. Horrible. Blogger Adam Smith, Joel Embiid, go back to Africa. Barstool posts a video with ex-Fox Sports reporter Emily Austin. I didn't even know Mexicans were smart. You see, guys.
Yeah, that was Emily Austin, though. That wasn't Barstool.
Portnoy and Company defends Barstool sales employee Paul Gazinski, who wore blackface to a Halloween costume. Blackout parties where women are encouraged to blackout from alcohol gain popularity due to promotion with Barstool. Portnoy posts online, even though I never condone rape, if you're a size 6, you're wearing skinny jeans, you kind of deserve it. I mean, these are the kinds of things. This is the kind of toxic, hateful, racist, misogynist garbage that is coming out of Barstool Sports. Right. And there is no way baseball can form a partnership, particularly at a time when baseball is on the rise with people of color and with women.
The reason baseball hired Theo Epstein is because everything in terms of popularity was at an all-time low. And Epstein was put in charge of make the game, talk to fans, get more people engaged in our game. We're skewing too old. This would be part of the thing to address that. Now, you may be 100% right. They may pull the rug out from under this deal and decide it's too controversial to do. But a lot of young people listen to Pardon My Take. It's the number one rated sportscast out there. It's they get more people listening to that than
Bill
Simmons.
A lot of people listen to Joe Rogan, but I don't think that they'd be broadcasting any games with him.
I would have zero problem, Lindsay, if they brought Joe Rogan into the booth for an inning.
I just think first of all, I hope to God, for the sake of baseball, that this is a publicity stunt. To God they just threw this out there to get people talking. Because if baseball, this would be the worst move, and by the way, this is in a career of awful moves, this would be the worst move of Rob Manfred's career. Worst move of his career. It would be a disaster. I'm getting all kinds of tweets. Barstool is a cesspool. You know, all that kind of stuff comes out with Barstool. Now, I don't spend a lot of time listening to it. I read the incidents, and I see the incidents come up, and I'm like, no, the poison is in the roots of this place, and you can't just say, oh, by the way, we do a nice baseball game. You can't do that. It is part of the same entity. It is part of the same, and you're signing off on all the nasty stuff that Barstool is involved in.
Right, but Barstool, just because that they've done stuff in the past doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to do it during the baseball game.
You don't think it's predictive of the future? The past is not predictive of the future. Come on.
I don't. Well, look at Fox.
Bart Simpson was not Dave Portnoy.
Okay.
Fox is a major TV network.
They are
Al
now.
Al Bundy was not Dave Portnoy.
They are now, but back then they said, look at Rupert Murdoch. He owns the New York Post. He's going to take all that gossipy, sleazy stuff that goes on the news. Look at Fox. He owns Fox News. Would you have a problem if they put a baseball game on Fox News?
First of all, I don't think it would ever happen, but it's more legit than Barstool.
But I'm saying it's controversial. To me, you don't have to ever watch or listen to Barstool if you don't want to. Now,
but if you
here's
want
where
those
I will agree
games,
with you.
Yeah.
Here's where I will agree with you. if they start doing that inflammatory racist stuff during the games, like they use the games to promote that, then I would pull the plug immediately. But if they don't, it's just an outlet to put a game
on.
So
you're saying you're okay if they're doing racist, misogynistic stuff on Barstool and other places, as long as they don't do it during baseball. And baseball is somehow immune to being associated with this cesspool.
I think that baseball needs to get younger. I think that Barstool has the young demographics that baseball covets. Now, is it going to be popular? No, there's going to be a ton of people like you that say you can't do a deal with them. You can't ever do anything with them. The problem is you need to find a way to address the fact that baseball is for old people. They're not getting any young guys.
Then
to
they
the
should
screen.
Broadcast games on TikTok, because I think we can all agree TikTok is in a very young platform. And I mean, my whole thing is not to get too far into it, but if you want to watch a game and it's only showed on Barstool.com and you don't believe in everything that company seems to do, then you're still supporting them monetarily by watching that game.
Well, it depends what you do with your dollars. Just because you see an ad for something during a Barstool broadcast doesn't mean you need to do it.
Right,
you're clicking on the website, you're going there, you're spending time. You know, TSL is something that advertisers track, and
how much time you're contributing.
You're
on the site?
You're contributing to their site, and you're showing like, hey, I support them, I like Barstool, but you really don't believe in it. I feel like it's kind of like a contradiction.
Okay, well, here's Dave Portnoy's been obviously defending Barstool every day. So here's some of the stuff he says from today, like for you, Mason, this would be directed at you.
Yeah.
Have you done any research on us?
Yeah.
Did you know we did a female version of our site called Stoolala? Did everything from a female perspective. Women who ran it went on to become one of the biggest YouTube stars of all time and change the industry.
All I have is they called Samantha Ponder a four-letter word starting with S.
Right. And they told her to blank not have your child, basically. I don't think that just because they might have done some good things, I don't think it negates all the horrible things they've done.
Right, but that you could say this
in
almost
the real world. If somebody's if somebody says Joel Embiid go back to Africa,
right?
Are they not being racist, and would they not be run off legitimate airwaves? Of course they would.
Well, I think that may be how this ends, but. I mean, ESPN did a deal with Barstool, and John Skipper got
it crashed and burned.
Well, John Skipper cut the deal personally, and he got so much heat for it. He didn't even give it a chance to crash and burn. After one show, he pulled the plug, just because the heat from people like you got too big. But Barstool is a hugely successful company.
Yeah, Donnie Cash, please show this thread to Ireland. I don't think he's fully aware of the severity of the racism and misogyny that he's defending.
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying that Major League Baseball needs to get younger. If you don't want to do it to Barstool or with Barstool, tell me how you're going to do it. I'm okay with another plan. But
By the way, Lindsay's idea for TikTok is great. Why not Amazon Prime? Why not
There's
Apple
plenty
TV?
Other what? Younger skewing websites that they could go to.
But not with Barstool's following. Barstool
well,
has
but,
millions
but is Barstool's
and millions
following
of people.
Really what we want? Do we want young, angry, misogynistic, racist white guys as the future of baseball?
Well, that's
those,
I mean, you sound
stadium,
like,
those in stadium fights are sure going to go through the roof.
But Mace, you sound like, I mean, not everybody that voted for Trump, the 66 million people, are racist.
No, I'm saying people actually
so
do
not everybody
Barstool.
At Barstool is young, white, and racist,
but it skews young and white, and they eat up this misogynistic and racist stuff.
Well, I mean, so does the Republican Party, and half the country voted
for him.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about politics. Just stick with this.
Well, this is politics. You're saying that you don't want Barstool to be able to cut a deal with Major League Baseball.
But that's not politics. That's not a political party. Leave political parties out of this.
Okay.
Because,
you
know, I don't care.
But you're using all the political buzzwords. You're saying young, white, racist.
I'm reading the things that they actually said and did.
Right. So
that's not that has not those are just facts.
Right.
You can't outrun them.
But here's the thing. If you Barstool has a following, it's undisputable. If you want to
Sure, they have a following, sure.
If you want to ignore their following, okay. But I don't think Major League Baseball is going to do it. I think that they're going to be shouted down. I think that but they're not getting any younger. And most people think this is, it's completely up to every
one
consumer.
One of the little known facts is that viewers, African-American, Latino, and women, viewers are up in Major League Baseball.
Well, because
and it
they didn't
started
have
during
any.
The pandemic.
Yeah, they didn't have any before.
Right, but it's up, John. Why would you immediately alienate your most growing demographic?
Because if 2% of their audience is women and Hispanics, when the NFL is getting 20%, you've got a problem. You've got to increase your numbers.
Okay, let's. I want to hear from people on this. 877-710-ESPN. I think it's outrageous that baseball would even consider it.
I think you're right, by the way. I don't think that they're really considering it. I think they threw it up as a trial balloon.
I don't even think it was a trial balloon. I think it was just a publicity stunt. Hey, but, I don't know. What about Barstool? Or Dave Portnoy made it up?
Could be. He's good at that.
Baseball has no comment.
Yeah, Dave Portnoy's good at that.
Yeah, he's good at that. He's trolling everybody, maybe. 877-710-ESPN. 30 minutes away from Radio Tinder, Linz is going to throw her best stuff at us. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So we're talking about this crazy, out of bounds, stupid idea that Major League Baseball could have their rights for their weekday games with Barstool Sports, which I think as many, a lot of you guys on Twitter are echoing, is a cesspool. And somebody writes here, John, and I think this is actually a fair point, that aren't you legitimizing Barstool by giving them the credibility that goes along with carrying Major League Baseball?
Maybe. But, again, you don't have to go to Barstool. I don't think Barstool...
Well, you do if you want to watch the baseball games.
Are they giving them exclusive rights, or are they just offering this?
No, it's exclusive rights. That's what we're talking about, exclusive rights.
So I could not watch the Dodger game on Sportsnet LA.
Yeah, it's for their two weekday, you know, they do those weekday broadcasts now. Like, I think Clinton has done like a pregame show.
I think it's Monday and Wednesday. ESPN's been carrying
weekday games. What we now know is the YouTube games. Yeah, it would be a tremendous risk. Let's see what some people think. Here's Mark in LA. Hey Mark, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Mark.
Man.
I kind of agree with John on this. I don't think Twitter is necessarily the greatest indicator of fan reaction as a whole. Barstool has currently three of the top four biggest baseball podcasts controlling the market. And I think baseball needs eyes. So if, like John said, as long as they keep all that other stuff out, I think it'll be really good for baseball. And I'm sure, this I'm not positive, but I'm sure baseball has an eye towards betting in the future, and it's a good way to explore it.
Yeah, right. Mark, thanks for the call. I do not question the size of Barstool. I question the content of Barstool, and I question the idea of validating that content by allowing Major League Baseball to broadcast its games through that website. I'm astounded that anybody would consider this.
Well, considering it and doing it are two different things. Here's Steve in Thousand Oaks. Hey, Steve, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, guys. So normally I'm with you on a lot of things, John, but you are way off base on this.
Tell me why.
I think if your options are go with Barstool and their numbers or do nothing, you do nothing. It's about integrity. It's the same reason that Trevor Bauer is not going to pitch for the Dodgers again. Even without a replacement, you do nothing. It's about integrity.
Okay, thanks for the call. And by the way, that's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
I think that this whole idea is going to get shouted down. But Barstool has a massive audience.
Sure,
and
they do.
67% of
and
them
they can
are
have
under,
it.
Are under
they can
the age
it.
Of 30.
Yeah, they can have it.
And like that guy said, they've got three of the top four baseball-rated podcasts
they can
that
have
exist.
Them.
Yeah,
they can have them.
Well, they've
not going to validate whatever it is they're doing, this racist, misogynistic stuff that they do on a regular basis by allowing Major League Baseball to broadcast its games through that quote-unquote channel.
Okay, would you take, if let's say this deal blows up, like we both think it is.
And I think it will. I don't think it's going anywhere.
All right, would you allow Barstool to advertise during MLB games? As long as their ads passed all of your... your restrictions. You couldn't let them go on there and, like, you know, use the F word and be demeaning. But would you take their money?
I'm trying to think. Would you take their money? There are many controversial ads that get average, like political ads.
Correct.
Political ads get purchased all the time.
But it's completely up to you. It's your choice.
Yeah, I would take those ads. I would take those
ads. Then, if they want to spend you're a hypocrite.
No, I'm not a hypocrite.
Because
You're allowed to promote your website via commercial.
Yeah, but you're legitimizing them on your platform, which 5 minutes ago you were arguing you can't do.
Yeah, but the content that you air on your platform and your network is completely different than
so don't let them advertise
paying you money.
Well, don't let them advertise then.
Why not take the money? I don't see – in other words, there are lots of controversial – subjects, and many of them political, that get advertised on every channel.
Right,
but
a lot of networks turn down political ads.
Well, you're supposed to take political ads from both sides.
Well, you do. If you take one, you have to take the other, but some people don't take any. Or some people, like, for example, there's a website called Ashley Madison, which is a website where you can cheat on your spouse.
Sure. And I've seen commercials for it.
Yeah, but a lot of people won't take those commercials. Super Bowl turned them down. They wanted to do an ad during the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl said no.
Yeah, I don't know. I put this into a different category. It's promoting the site. As long as there's no content in it that is wildly offensive, which is some of the content that's on their show. I mean, I don't know. Do you allow advertising on this? I mean, honestly, I hadn't thought about it. I think Barstool is just the worst. They
you might
are
be
the
right.
worst.
You might be right, but I'm just saying that this is a test for where's the line.
Well, we know they're over it.
Although they're hugely successful in a demographic that everybody covets.
Right, but you can be successful in that demographic for potentially the wrong reasons. I mean, is that website normalizing these ideas that are? That are racist, these ideas that are misogynistic, do they support that with a younger demographic? I mean, you can also make the argument that, yeah, they got a big audience, but they're kind of damaging them.
Yeah, maybe. But at the same time, I don't think it's going to happen.
It's definitely not going to happen. Definitely not going to happen. Fun to talk about, but definitely not going to happen.
So
there are too many other outlets.
Here's our buddy Charles Freeman. So if we follow the pattern thought of Ireland, the KKK should be allowed to broadcast MLB games if they weren't racist during the broadcast. No, because the KKK doesn't have the following or the demographic that Barstool does. The KKK doesn't have 8.8 million Twitter followers and doesn't have 67% of the young demographic that all advertisers want. There's a difference. Barstool has found a way to create a company that serves that niche.
Right or now, wrong, and I would argue wrong, they did it.
They are not above reproach.
They've taken advantage of some ugly ideas and given them legitimacy among a particular audience. And that's why I don't think Major League Baseball should put its seal of approval on Barstool Sports.
If they asked you to go on Pardon My Take, would you do it?
No.
I would. I listen to that show a lot. I think it's good.
Absolutely not.
Now, if they started going sideways, you could always hang up on them.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna do it. I wouldn't do it. Not that I'm on their list of, you know, top 10 guests that we've
been dying to have on Barstool.
Yeah, especially after this. I think my position is fairly well stated. All right, coming up next on is a very special day. It is National Spoil Your Dog Day.
Really? My dog gets spoiled every day. Why do we need a day for it?
I've got a brand new frosty treat that we can give our dogs.
Okay.
That is coming up next for you. Then we've got Radio Tinder at 2:45. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I went to the driving range yesterday. You almost hit a hole in one. I went to the driving range yesterday, and I worked with my coach, Derek Allen. Let me tell you something. I just started swinging woods. Forget it. I am dead with woods.
They're easy to spray.
I actually hit it on IG. You can see my swing. It's trouble. Everything's going to the right. Everything's a slice. And I don't think I can play, given the fact that we are 1 month away. 1 month away today is the golf showdown between me and Ireland. Given the case that I haven't hit woods successfully yet and only just started, don't you think I should bail on woods altogether?
You might be able to learn how to hit them. They're fun to hit.
Ah, God. I think I'm just going to hit a 4-iron.
I don't even have a 4-iron.
Hit a 5-iron.
Yeah, I have 5 and higher, and then I hit woods below the 5.
Yeah, I'll tell you where I'm good, though. I'm good around the green.
Good.
I'm pretty good chipping. I'm
pretty
good putting.
Better.
Yeah, it's just going to take me a long time. It's going to take me a bunch of shots to actually get there. All right, so it's National Spoil Your Dog Day. John, do you spoil your dog?
Ridiculously. It's pathetic.
Give me an example.
Well, anytime she gets up and she puts her face in my face at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'll get up and feed her. Lisa just ignores the dog and gets up whenever she wants. My dog, probably before the end of this show, the dog will be outside my door demanding a treat, and I'll cave and give it to her. What my dog gets whatever she wants. It's pathetic. She's running this place.
Lindsay, what about you and Chewy?
Oh yeah, he basically has his own bedroom and my apartment. He's got his own couch bed, but here at my mom's house, he's got his own bedroom. I had to go out and buy three dog gates for him. But yeah. I mean, he's super spoiled from everything. With his food, I get him the highest quality raw food.
Yep,
that's what
yep.
I feed him. He gets, special treats that don't interrupt his diet. And yeah, he's my number one point of attention aside from work.
Yeah, I will tell you, Sophie and Fredo are my dogs that I have now. Previously, I had Hollis and I had Enzo. Our lives... And I don't know what this says about us. Our lives revolve around those dogs, around Sophie and Fredo. Everything is about, is it going to be okay with Sophie and Fredo? Like, for example, we had these possums that showed up in our yard while we were on vacation. Now, my big fear is, are the possums going to attack my dogs? Which I honestly don't know, but we don't let them out at night now because of the potential of a possum attack.
Yeah, we have a coyote in our neighborhood, so we keep our dog in the house. Yeah.
In your gated community, you've got a coyote?
Two of them.
Why can't you round them up? It's a gated community.
Because the animal control says it's not their problem.
Really?
Yeah, we'd have to hire a coyote hunter. Hey, that sounds like a TV show. Steve Mason, coyote hunter.
You know what? Lindsay, what about Lindsay and her crossbow?
She can't even find her crossbow.
No, it's not here. It's definitely not here. But I wouldn't want to kill a coyote because they look too much like dogs. It would make me sad.
I couldn't kill a coyote either. I just don't want them anywhere near me. We've got a couple of coyotes that roam the neighborhood. We just don't want them near us. We got a high fence, so I don't think we've got a problem. Coyotes can jump, but not this high. But the world revolves around our dogs. And I get criticized, for example, on social media. Somebody will say, you know what? It's not like you have kids. And I will say to them, no, because we don't have kids, these are like our kids, and there's nothing wrong with that. What do you mean, huh?
Wait a minute. So the dog, you treat your dogs like kids?
Correct. I treat my dogs like kids. They are our kids. They're
okay, so we're actually on the same page on this. Like, you spoil your dogs, right?
They get every treat they want. They get
me too.
Fredo,
me and you, in this case, we're on the same side. We don't need a National Spoil Your Dog Day. We do it every day anyway.
It's true. The world revolves around our dogs, and here is Aldi's. Do we have any Aldi's grocery stores here? Have you ever seen them?
They have them in Ohio.
Okay. So Aldi's has got a brand new frozen dog treat, the equivalent to ice cream. It's called Tail Frozen Dog Treats. The packaging describes the product as ice cream-style treats that come in two flavors, original and cheese and bacon. By the way, bacon is not spelled out. It's B-A-C apostrophe N, bacon. What about frozen dog treats for Reagan?
Oh, she'd eat them. She eats any treats. The Puggles, Lindsay knows this because she used to have Puggle. Puggles eat anything. They'll eat the whole left side of the menu.
Anything and everything. Like I can't even tell you how many times. The reason why Sam probably ended up with diabetes was because he ate so many things he wasn't supposed to eat.
And by the way, Mace, you can't leave any food out around a Puggle.
Same with a beagle. She will eat.
Well, a Puggle
dies.
Is half.
Left
beagle.
The beagle in him. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, and so they get whatever they want at my house. They are the equivalent. I always say, you know, my gay friends who've got dogs, don't get between the gays and their dogs. Just do not. You are not. You will regret that. You will regret that. The world revolves around Sophie and Fredo. Now, you've not developed a voice for Reagan, have you?
No. Reagan doesn't talk.
But don't you speak her thoughts?
No. I speak to her like she's a person, but she just never talks back. You claim your dog talks back.
My dogs do talk back.
Hello, this is Sophie. Hi, this is Sophie the Beagle.
Yeah, that's
and
just...
this is a Fredo. They talk all the time. I have conversations with
Fredo has the worst Italian. You know, so it sounds like Fredo at one point spoke Italian.
Yes, I speak Italian from
all right, so let me hear
country.
Some of that.
I am from Napoli.
Yeah, let me hear some of what you talk like when you're in Naples, Fredo.
Longitudo carete per il grande.
Lay off the wheel.
What does that mean?
I don't even think he knows. I don't even think that was Italian.
Yeah, no, it was Italian. It's Ireland is a stupid peanut head. That's the translation.
Wow. In Italian?
In Italian, yes.
It's very impressive.
Per il grande, peanut head.
Okay,
Lindsay,
does
Chewy have a voice?
Yeah, he has a real voice and a made-up voice. Like, his real voice, because he likes to talk, he does a lot of, like, ah, rah, 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 rah. Like, I don't know why, but he gets
there
out
is,
back.
By the way, there is a Puggle in our neighborhood that speaks.
Yeah, there. I mean,
really?
You could train a dog to talk. Oh, yeah. But Chewy's voice is just kind of, it's kind of like Sam, but it's higher pitch.
It's my friend Brienne's dog, Rocky. Like, they'll say hello, Rocky, you know. He'll, like, talk.
So it does speak a little.
Yeah, the pug.
Not like Fredo doesn't speak fluent Italian.
No, I don't think either you or Fredo speak any Italian.
Did that not sound unbelievably convincing, though?
That's ridiculous.
All right. Coming up next for you is Radio Tinder. Linz is going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, and right now, Lindsay is going to promote her Instagram page. Lindsay, what do you got?
Thanks, Mace. You can follow me, as Chris Morales said, at Lindsay Baseball on Instagram.
Where you know what I would often, call that? A great follow. Lindsay's a great follow.
I'm sure you truly believe that, Mace, considering like you just started following me.
I did. I finally
hit the like
button.
I don't even know if you do.
Yeah.
All right, well... Well, Mace, this one's especially for you. If you want to find your inner Matt Damon and spend a year pretending that you're isolated on Mars, well, NASA has the job for you. To prepare for eventually sending astronauts to Mars, NASA began taking applications last week for 4 people to live for a year in Mars Dune Alpha. That's a 1,700-square-foot Martian habitat created by a 3D printer and inside a building at Johnson Space Center in Houston.
Okay.
The paid volunteers will work a simulated Martian exploration mission, complete with spacewalks, limited communications back home, restricted weird astronaut food and resources, and equipment failures. Applicants have to be between 30 and 55 in good physical health with no dietary issues and not prone to motion sickness. So I will once again reiterate that it is a paid experience.
Right.
So would you guys ever volunteer to live in Mars Dune Alpha for a year? Swipe left to swipe right.
Mace, what do you think?
You know what? I don't think I could leave my family. I don't think I could leave my family for a year. That would be really hard. Now, in concept, I love it. If I could get a break to see my family, I would say yes in a minute. But I love the idea.
Well, you'd lose your job. You'd have no job when you came back.
I love the future of this. Like, I think there will come a time when there are colonies on Mars and colonies on the moon. I think that won't be in our lifetimes. Won't be in Jack's lifetime, your son's lifetime, but in the future, it's going to happen. And I would love to be on the cutting edge of it. As you know, I would go with Branson, I'd go with Bezos, I'd go with Musk, anything to go to space, I'd be completely all for. I don't think this particular project, being on Earth and living in whatever a Mars igloo, is for me.
Lindsay, as you know, I don't even want to leave California, let alone the United States. I sure as hell ain't going to Mars. I'm out.
But it's not actually Mars. It's simulated Mars.
It's pretend Mars.
Yeah, but yeah. Screw that.
It's like you get to pretend for a whole year, just like Matt Damon.
Yeah. No.
Jorge, would you do it?
No. If it's not the real thing, nah. Why bother?
Yeah, and you've got a baby.
Yeah, I've got a baby. A year without my baby? No. No.
I would do it for the good of humanity.
Yes. Lindsay, and
I would be a test subject.
You can't bring your dog, unfortunately. You couldn't bring Chewy, but he's got his own room now, so he's okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's taken quite the liking to the dog walker back in Marina Del Rey, so I'm sure that she could keep an eye on him for a year. She loves him. She thinks he's great.
All right.
Well, a British mom was stunned to find an anonymous handwritten note tucked under her car windshield wiper telling her to shut her blinds when she's naked. The note read in full: "It would be much appreciated if you could at least shut your blinds when walking naked around your house. My kids do not and would not want to see your bleep out on the show. Much appreciated from your neighbors." The woman posted this note on social media along with the caption, "It's my house. It's my rules. It will absolutely not stop me."
Yes.
Is it okay to walk around your own house naked, even if your neighbors can see? Swipe left or swipe right?
Swipe right. Of course you are. It is your house. I mean, when I was working at 1027 WNEW in New York, our studio, we were at 57 and 7th, and we were on the 7th floor, and there was an apartment building right across the way. And every morning, the guy had a shower that was right against the glass wall. So every morning, I don't think he ever figured out that we were doing this, we'd say, "Oh, guy's in the shower. We can totally see him right now." But it's his house. Like, for example, So we've got these people that sort of built in on us a little bit.
Yeah.
They're sort of over our backyard a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got kids. And I engage in the putayesca. And I'm sure they don't like it. But
right.
It's my effing yard. I'm allowed to do it. So,
right.
Yes,
but
walk
the fact
naked.
That you're smoking weed, the smoke could drift into their yard.
Still my business.
Mm.
Still my bit. Wait a minute. We walk into the parking garage, we smell it.
Right.
It's my
but
business. It's my yard.
They
built in on me.
Well, okay, that's a good point. But I was going to say, in their own yard, should they be subject to a contact high because they live next door to a stoner?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I think that Mason is right. Who cares? It's none of, like, what you do in your house, on your property. Like, it's none of their business.
Okay, wait a minute, Lindsay. Hold on. If people are in your backyard filming a pornographic movie, is that okay? It's my property.
In my backyard?
Yeah, it's my property.
That doesn't make any sense. That's not a good
hypothetical. No, I'm not talking about... Yeah, I'm not talking... That's not even... That's apples to oranges. I'm saying in your own house, what you do in your own house. I don't want other... No, other people cannot come over and do whatever they want at my house.
Right, and they can't.
I should be allowed to do
in this case,
what
they
I want.
Can't even see me, John. They can't even see me. There's gigantic trees. I don't care if they're shooting porn on their patio. Makes
okay.
no difference to me.
But if they're out on their deck, you know, having a beer, and they look over in your yard, and you're out there
smoking a J.
Yeah, or if you're out there filming a porno, Does that qualify under your umbrella of it's my house, I'll do whatever I want?
It's my house. I'll tell you what. I don't wear any clothes when I go to my jacuzzi.
I think a lot of people are like that.
I said, you built in on me. You built in on me. This is my yard. I own this place. I pay a lot of money for this place. I'm gonna get blasted and walk around naked in my yard anytime I want to.
And just the same, if they're doing whatever in their yard or their house, then
good
if I don't want to look at it and I don't want to be around it, then you go away. You close the windows, whatever.
Yeah, their kids, Lindsay, make all kinds of noise. And I'm like, well, I could
complain. What's weird is what type of neighbor complains about nudity? Isn't that a perk?
I don't know if it is with us.
It depends what they look like, I guess, right?
Yeah, no, I don't know if it is with us.
I had a neighbor once when I owned my house in Cleveland. I lived in Berea. And when I would go out of town, because I traveled a lot covering baseball, I would Airbnb my house out sometimes. Now, I always thoroughly vetted the people, and they were always like, you know, families coming to drop their kids off at college at Baldwin Wallace or something of that nature. Nothing, you know, no parties or anything like that. Well, this family was there, and one of the guys smoked cigarettes, and he was sitting on my back porch smoking a cigarette, and my next-door neighbor, who complained about everything, called me freaking out saying that she could smell the smoke permeating through her windows. And I was like, well, then close your windows. Like, he's, you know, even though I don't like smoking and I think cigarette smoke is gross, that guy has every right to smoke a cigarette on the back porch. And if it gets in your window and you don't like it, then close your window. Too bad.
Yeah, close your window. That's what I say. Make no apologies. By the way, Chris Morales is saying, how did smoking weed in the backyard correlate to filming a porn in the backyard? What is going on in John's head? It's a very good question.
No, I'm just saying.
How did you leap to porn?
Well, the story is about someone walking around naked.
Yeah, it's nudity. True,
yeah. Yeah, okay, got it.
You know, and your point is I can do whatever I want. It's my yard.
Amen. Amen, brother.
All right, last one here. So it's no secret that Ben Simmons wants out of Philly, and
yes,
he's been the subject of trade rumors the entire offseason. But Daryl Morey wants a James Harden-sized package for the star point guard, and he has yet to find one. Well, they better start getting those phone lines working in Philly because ESPN's Kendrick Perkins, one of our friends of the show, mm-hmm, he said that Simmons is so determined to get traded that he's willing to hold out from training camp and not show up until he gets what he wants. Do you guys think Ben Simmons is going to be on the 76ers roster at the start of the season? Swipe left or swipe right?
I actually swipe right. I think he is. I don't think he has any leverage, Mace. I don't think he has anywhere to go or any cards to play here. If he doesn't show up, he doesn't get paid, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think he has no choice. And, you know, I'm not sure what Daryl Morey's doing. Obviously, the big bonzo package for Ben Simmons is not out there. There are places where he would make some level of sense, but the fact that he has no jump shot, the fact that he can't make free throws, make him a huge liability. Does he make sense anywhere? If you could just stick him on any team, where would he make sense?
Well, if Damian Lillard demanded out of Portland,
yes,
you could. Lillard to the Sixers, Simmons to the Blazers, you begin to have the basic structure of a deal, but the Blazers or the Sixers would have to throw in a lot more. Probably several number one picks, you know, maybe another shooter or two, but Simmons still has value.
The bottom line is but nobody is willing to move heaven and earth to get Ben Simmons.
Right, but it would be the way a deal would get done is if a star in another market demanded out.
Right, right.
Like Lillard. You know, that's how Simmons moves. Or Bradley Beal. Somebody like that.
Lynn, you got one more? Is that it?
That's it for Radio Tinder today. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Lindsay Baseball.
Yes, just like I am going to sometime soon. Somebody tweeted, Joseph A. tweeted, what happens if your neighbors have crazy parties at their house all hours of the day? Well, I can tell
you that's a little different.
That my neighbors next to me do throw parties. I don't complain about them. When I throw a party, they don't complain about it. It's just part of living in a neighborhood. Sometimes people throw parties. Sometimes people smoke weed. Sometimes people walk around naked. You're not allowed
sometimes
to
all three.
Sometimes all three. You're not allowed to dictate what your neighbors do. It's their house. It's their yard. It's their business. I don't understand this. At all. At all, John. All right, coming up next for you. I saw Chase Young, who is the defensive end from the
Washington football team. Yeah.
And he had an interesting conversation on ESPN about his dad and how strict his dad was. Now, you've got a son. Jorge, you've got a – is it son or daughter? I mean, I don't remember. Know your team.
He has a daughter.
I have a daughter. Daughter,
okay, a daughter. So he raised some interesting questions I want to throw at you. I don't know because I'm a parent, so maybe you'll know. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.